Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed its opening brief at the United States Supreme Court on a major case that will have national precedent involving religious viewpoint censorship. We're going to be talking about this and some of the amicus support that might surprise you on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is really exciting. In a little over a month, you'll actually be arguing this case before the high court.
Yeah, January 18, 2022, I'll be at the United States Supreme Court at 10 o'clock Eastern. That's when the arguments will begin, and they go for an hour. And we are in the midst of preparing for that argument as we speak. And also, by the end of this month, we'll actually get our brief from the opposing counsel from Boston, and then we file our reply brief as it goes through the end of the year, and we'll file that very early in January, and then I argue the case on January 18. But this case is a major case. It'll have national precedent. Comes out of Boston. Boston, for 12 years prior to 2017, approved every single application involving the raising of a private flag by private groups and individuals in its public forum. They actually encourage people to participate in its public forum, to acknowledge the various communities in Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So when Camp Constitution wanted to celebrate and honor the Constitution Day in September of 2017, then they ultimately wanted to raise a flag during their presentation, and the flag was the Christian flag. It doesn't say it's a Christian flag. It just is a flag that you probably have seen in churches or some places, white with a blue square, and inside the square is a cross. But it wasn't the flag itself. It was the word Christian on the application. On the application, Mr. Shurtleff, the founder of Camp Constitution, Hal Shurtleff, identified the flag as a, quote, Christian flag, and it was the word Christian. That word, Christian, that ultimately resulted in the censorship for the very first time in 12 years.
And that's why this case is so important. It's not just about a Christian flag. This is about censoring a religious viewpoint.
Right. And so, you know, when I prepared for the arguments, we lost this twice at the district court, inexplicably. It just didn't
unbelievable seem... these lower courts did not see facts.
And then we argued it twice at the Court of Appeals and twice lost 3-0 decisions.
It's
and both times when I prepared for the case and when I got up to argue the case, I thought, this is a no-brainer.
I know, it's a done deal.
It's like, I can't wait to see how they're going to grill the other attorney when that attorney gets up and how they're going to defend this. And lo and behold, they ruled against us twice.
But God has a plan.
So we asked the Supreme Court to take the case because it was a very bad decision. Twice at the Court of Appeals. And the Supreme Court decided to take the case. Now, amazingly, we have 17 amicus briefs. These are friends of the court, as they're called, or amicus is the other term, that have been filed in support of the case. These are non-parties, but they are filing a brief in support of the case. We don't know who will be filing against us because we haven't gotten those yet. But those that have filed in our behalf include the United States of America.
Wow.
The Solicitor General's office. The United States of America has filed in our behalf. 11 states led by the state of Kentucky.
And what also got my attention was the ACLU of Massachusetts
yeah.
even filed
they
an amicus
filed an
brief.
Amicus brief in our defense as well. And they argue that this was a viewpoint censorship and that Boston engaged in unconstitutional censorship of religious viewpoints.
Right.
We have others that have filed, a number of organizations that have filed. But those three, I think, really stood out. The United States of America, it's a big deal to have the United States of America come on your side. I've actually had them on the opposite side, too, during the Clinton administration when we were working on abortion sidewalk counseling case at the United States Supreme Court. But in this case, they're on our side, and it's amazing that they're on our side here. But it's not so amazing when you look at the law. Because the law is fairly clear. When you open up a public forum for expression like this, outside of a street, sidewalk, and park, those are always open. It's just a matter of scheduling a time, for example, to have an event on a public street.
And the key words are a public forum.
Yeah. Those are always historically public forums. You can't ever shut them down. It's just a matter of when can you use them. So in other words, you can't just spontaneously create a parade on a road, a busy road down in the middle of the city, but you could apply for a permit to have a parade at a certain time from certain places, and those are always available. But there's other areas outside of the traditional public forum, streets, sidewalk, and park, those are in that category, in which the city or the government or the county can designate private property as a place for expressive activity. You'll see this, for example, as public libraries have a community room. Public schools allow use of its facilities after school. Doesn't have to, but when they do, they can't discriminate on the basis of viewpoint. And in this particular case, the city of Boston had a number of forums. They had them on the city hall property, where it's outside the city hall where you could gather for events. And they also designate one of the flagpoles as a public forum.
Right. They have three flagpoles out there, and one they designate as a public forum. And for 284 applications, they have allowed those until 2017, when Canton Constitution applied to fly the Christian flag during Constitution Day.
Yeah, and in fact, they actually say that it is a public forum and that it is open to, quote, all applicants.
All applicants.
And it had been open to all applicants for 12 years, with 284 to zero in terms of the approvals, not a single denial. Never been an issue. But then Commissioner Rooney, who was working with the city at that time that got the applications for the public forum, saw the word Christian.
And that triggered him.
And he said that's the word that triggered him. And he told Camp Constitution, Hal Shurtleff, if you hadn't used the word Christian, we'd be fine. Call it the Camp Constitution flag. Well, it's not the Camp Constitution flag. It's a Christian flag.
Right. But yet they've flown other flags for other countries, including communist countries and LGBT flag and transgender, if that's a possibility, a flag, and all those others, but not the Christian flag.
They didn't. Yeah, Christian was the word that got them excited. And they censored it, and they said, well, it's an establishment of religion. And then they said, well, in addition to that, it's also a government speech, that it's our speech, and it's really not a public forum. But your policies and your practice say it's a public forum, and that's how you've treated it. You've allowed everybody to come there with the private events and raise their flags, but you don't want this flag, not because it has the word Krishna, because it says it in the application. And so they say, well, it's government speech. It can't be government speech, because if it's government speech, there's a bunch of criminals in Boston. And, you know, that may be a different story. But the fact is that if the government itself, Boston itself, was raising these foreign flags, Turkey,
right,
communist China, Cuba, and all these other country flags that people have raised as private individuals, they've raised them to acknowledge the various communities, the Turkish community, the Chinese community, the Asian community, et cetera, the Cuban community. If it was Boston's government speech, and that's their flag, then they would be in jail, because the state law says that you cannot fly a flag of a foreign country on government property.
Well, that's kind of an important point.
Yeah.
But remember, this is in Boston. This is part of our
Boston
religious history of all places. In Boston.
This is the place of the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
This is the home, the state of John Adams, the first vice president, second president of the United States.
Strong Christian founder of
who
America.
Who wrote the Massachusetts Constitution. And some of what he wrote is still part of that Massachusetts Constitution. So this is the cradle of liberty, if you will. And yet Boston of all places, so it's kind of bizarre. Massachusetts of all places, within Massachusetts, Boston of all places, during a celebration of Constitution Week, celebrating the Constitution of the United States of America, What do? They censor the word Christian because they don't want Christian viewpoints.
Well, we definitely need to be praying because I think this is going to be an exciting case as you argue for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, keep us in prayer. We're still obviously in the very intense preparation phase, and we will be until this case is ultimately argued on January 18. For more information, you can go to lc.org/flag, lc.org/flag for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.